By the Holy Spirit, by the power of the Holy Spirit, our steadfast, loving God reaches out to redeem us. Thanks be to God. Good morning. If you've not done so, would you grab the red folder, pew pad at the inside of the pew and sign your name and pass it on down? Appreciate that. I want to, the flowers that are here this morning are provided by Verlin Muller. Blackhawk. Bethlehem United Methodist Church is going to be holding Bible school this week, 13th through the 17th, for ages 4 through 6th grade. If you have anyone that those ages who might want to go, please let them know. Note that our community meal is going to be this afternoon, and the church council will meet on Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock, and the purpose is, this is a business meeting, so. Are there other announcements that you need to be made this morning? All right, then would you turn to in the 431 in the red hymnal, Let There Be Peace on Earth. Join me in our praise. We are hungering and thirsting for hope and peace.
Come, Lord Jesus, come. You are the living bread.
Feed us with your love and healing power, O Lord. Give us the bread of hope and compassion that we may also feed others. Would you turn to number 3093 in the green hymnal, Fill My Cup, Lord. And let us pray together. Bread of heaven, feed us till we want no more. Nourish our parched souls and strengthen our weary hearts. Gather us together as one, that we might build one another up. Breathe your spirit into our worship and speak through our voices, that we may speak words of truth and help and share moments of hope and love. Bread of heaven, feed us till we want no more. Amen. You may be seated. I invite the young ones to come up to the front of the church. Well, good morning. Did you have to think a lot before you put your clothes on this morning? You did? You had to decide what you were going to wear? Okay. Did you try something on and say, oh, no, this won't work. Got to do something else. Do you ever do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's a girl thing. Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. So we think about what it is we're going to wear, don't we? Okay. Now, I got up this morning. I decided I was going to wear this, and I have some black sandals and these white sandals. Now, my daughter tells me that white sandals are so last millennium that I shouldn't even own a pair of white sandals. Have you heard that? Oh, I'm glad. I'm hoping that's just like a 30-something thing, but because they match, don't they? That's what I go for. They match. Okay. Now we're going to talk about a different kind of clothes, because what Paul's going to talk, he said we should clothe ourselves with some things, okay? And what he's saying is that we don't want to be angry. It's okay to be angry. We don't want to stay angry. Have you ever been angry? Yeah, okay. And there's this churning inside, right? You get that? And that doesn't feel good, does it? I don't like it at all. So it's okay to get that little churning, but we don't want to hold on to it. And Paul tells us how we can get rid of it. So we don't want to put a jacket of anger on for the day, do we? Okay, I don't want to wear mean sandals. So what kind of things do we want to put on then? If we were going to wear those kinds of things like clothes. Happy, that's right. So we put happy on right here. Okay, what else do we put on? Kindness? Love, okay. Paul even mentions tenderheartedness. Do you know what it means to be tenderhearted? Oh, it means that you care about others. Should we wear that? Yeah, let's wear that. And then he also talks about peace. We sang, our first song was about peace today, okay? And so we want to wear those kinds of things. When people see us, can they tell if we're angry or if we're going to be mean? Sometimes you can. If I came in like this, would you think I'm happy? No. Okay. So we also do wear those things on our face, don't we? And what Paul is telling us today is that we want to wear those kinds of things that are like Jesus. Okay? So we all pick what we wear in the morning. And sometimes those are the clothes we put on, and sometimes those are the attitudes that we have. And those come from inside too. Okay, will you say a prayer with me? Mm-hmm.
We thank you, God,
that through Jesus, we know kindness and love and happy and caring. Amen. Thank you. So you kind of know what Paul's going to say today to us from Ephesians. I'm going to back up to verse 22. You were taught to put away your former way of life, your old self, corrupt and deluded by lusts, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to clothe yourselves with the new self, created according to the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. So then, putting away falsehood, let all of us speak the truth to our neighbors, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for evil. Thieves must give up stealing, rather let them labor and work honestly with their own hands, so as to have something to share with the needy. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up, as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God.
So this morning, I'm going to ask you to sing along with me. So if you want to turn in your red hymnals to page 170, and while you're doing that, I'm going to read the words of the first piece that I'm going to play, which is Jesus' name above all names. Jesus' name above all names. Beautiful Savior, glorious Lord. Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. And that leads into the song that I'm going to have you sing with us. I will nod to the pastor, and so you all know when to come in. Oh, how I love Jesus. As I was practicing this, it just seemed like we needed to sing the words because they're so important. So I'll appreciate you singing along with me when it comes time.
Thank you.
love to hear, a love to sing its words. From John's Gospel, over the next, beginning last week and over the next few weeks, we're going to be reading about Jesus being the bread of life and some of the I am statements that Jesus made. Beginning at chapter 6, verse 35. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They were saying, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. May God bless the reading and the hearing of the word. This reading really touches on one of my great loves. I love bread. Not in the same way that God loves us, but you know, the loving bread. When I think of bread, I think of oatmeal. I think of warm bread from the bread machine and smelling it, and wheat and white and cranberry and banana bread. There's a limpa bread that's got just a taste of rye to it. If I could, I would be a connoisseur of bread. When I think of bread, I think about being nourished, being filled up. I think of all of the things that Jesus taught us and how he reminds us of life-sustaining love that he gives to us. When I think of bread, I think about forgiveness. I think about hope and mercy. Those things that make our lives fuller, more fulfilled. And when we come to learn about Jesus, we learn about our own relationship with God. We learn about the many ways that God gives us life and that God sustains us. When Jesus says, "I am bread from heaven," he tells us that he is life-giving, soul-sustaining bread. He is a staple, that which we need for life itself. But when those first hearers heard him say, "I am the bread of life, I am the bread that comes from heaven," it's no wonder that they were surprised. First, because it's hard to move from the sense of our physicality and to a metaphor about who Jesus is. I know a woman who would not take communion because we spoke the words, "I am the this is Jesus' body, this is Jesus' blood." She thought we were carnivores. But think about what it is that Jesus gives to us. And we can think of times in our lives, all of us can think of a time that we don't believe we would have made it without the love of God that we know in Jesus Christ. We can think of times that had we not had faith, we don't know what would have happened to us. I think about how bread satisfies. And that's who Jesus is. The one who satisfies the longing soul. We can think about things that we might have wanted. Some toy. For my ex-husband, that was another tractor. At one point, we owned 5 tractors, and we only had 5 acres of tillable land. He even had me bid on auction a little manure spreader. It was little to go with that cute little red tractor we had. I think it was a Farmall A. It was the right size. And we had no cows anymore. They were things. Now, it wasn't only him. I had my sewing machine that I needed. And then there were women around me who sewed much more than I did, who had sergers. I didn't even know what a serger was, but I went and got one. So it wasn't only my husband that had this draw for things. If I used that sewing machine and that serger, it wouldn't just be one of those things that I thought would satisfy me. I've not used my serger since I've been here. It's one of those things that I thought would satisfy. Jesus satisfies. That God-shaped space within us that we keep looking to fill can only be filled by our faith in Jesus. I want that bread. I want that which will fill me and sustain me, not just until I get something paid for. I want that. And I believe what Paul has done today is he's given us bread for this journey that we are on. And that bread is called holiness. And we know that holiness in the peace, in the joy, in the love and caring, and in the happiness that is within us. Now that would have been difficult for the Gentiles to hear. Paul tells us that the Gentiles were those who went against everything that God stood for. Anything in the world that isn't godly, that's how the Gentiles lived. That's what Paul is saying to us. And they need to turn away from that. And so I'm guessing that you can identify some of this in the same way that I do. I want that peace which passes understanding. I want to put away falsehood. I want to be able to call out falsehood whenever I see it, and I'm talking about in myself. Those people out there tell us that we live in a time that is post-truth. We live in a time that there are alternative facts and alternative truths to what we know in Jesus Christ. And when we know who Jesus is, and we last week, I missed a really good opportunity. This is now a commercial, okay? My alarm is set for 9:30. There's a group of us who have agreed to pray at 9:30 each day, a prayer that we hope will become part of our congregational prayer. It's called a breakthrough prayer that we learned about earlier this summer. Does anyone have that prayer with them? Would you read that prayer to us? Just a brief commercial, brief introduction. We'll be hearing more about this as we move into September. So, the Gentiles didn't have any problem with telling lies. The Gentiles didn't have a problem being dishonest, according to Paul. They didn't have any problem with slander, with anger, with bitterness. And Paul says that those who follow Christ live a different way. They let go of those things. And when we speak to one another, if we're disagreeing with one another, we can still speak the truth. But we do so in love. And we can do that because we are baptized into the one faith. We can speak to one another the truth in love, because it is Christ who unites all of us. Now, sometimes this is very difficult to do. Sometimes when we're faced with this, we want to take another route. But it is the Holy Spirit working within us that will give us the strength to say what needs to be said, what someone needs to hear when they've hurt us, in the love of Christ. I would say that there's some things that just haven't changed a lot. That there are still Gentiles who just don't know the love of God that we know in Christ. And I think that one of the ways we can, if there's a test for who that is, the test is how we speak to one another. We have become a culture that is negative. We are a culture who's angry. We don't listen to one another. And as God pulled together those Hebrew people 4,000 years ago, God pulls us together to live a different way. To be imitators of Christ. And this is the challenge for us. Because when I'm here with all of you, I love you. The love of God that we know in Christ, that's within me, I love you that way, knowing that we are one. And there's even some others out there who are also Christians. There's a lot of them. And I love them too. But I also know people who don't agree with me. And that's where I'm tested. That's where we're tested. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Be as Jesus was, tender-hearted and forgiving and filled with mercy. That's the food, that's the bread that I need, because although it may seem like I'm in the church an awful lot, it's not where I live. And it's not where any of us live. God gives us this food, this bread, this staple in our lives for all of the times that we're out there. And that's what we take with us. Not just for ourselves, but because the world, the places that we live out our days, need this same food that we have been fed. We have received. Let us share. Amen. As Christ loved us, and as he gave himself up for us, let us offer ourselves to God. I invite the ushers to come forward. Let us pray together. As you have filled our cups with love, O God, quench the thirst of those yearning for this love through the gifts we bring this day. As you have fed us with the bread of eternal life, feed the needs of your world with these gifts we return to you. Amen. You may be seated. Well, Dee, it's good to see you out in public. Is it good to be out in public? Okay. We have prayers of thanksgiving for your healing and continued healing. I would also invite us to pray for Naomi Davis. This is Chris and Nelson's granddaughter. She's got some neurological issues. There's too much fluid in her brain, and it's not draining out correctly. So she's scheduled for surgery right now, but they're going to seek a second opinion. Are there other people or situations? Yes, Suzanne. Okay. Okay. Jessica used to be Paskey, is having a surgical procedure tomorrow morning. We want to keep her in our prayers. Let us pray. Gracious God, you have called us to be the church, and you have called your church to embody your way of life. Help us to be faithful disciples. Help us to live according to your word. Help us to imitate you by speaking truth and by showing forgiveness. Help us to live together in a loving community. And help us to live that in our neighbors, in our neighborhoods, in this community. Help us to live peace and help us to live justice. And when we meet those people who hunger for spiritual food, help us to speak the truth of what we know. There are so many that are hungry for the bread of heaven, but we also know there are people who are hungry for the bread of this earth, people who are hungry for the necessities of this life. People who are dehumanized through the power of poverty, and those who struggle for justice. There is so much need in the world, O God, but we also recognize that there are so many delights which you have created. This beautiful place that we call home. Help us to be good caregivers, caretakers of that which has been entrusted to us. We thank you, Lord, for the wonderful way that you make us, for the healing power that our bodies have within them, and for the healing power that we find in medicine, technology, skill. We pray wholeness and health for Jessica and for Naomi. We pray for continued health for all of us who have been facing some of our limitations as human beings and as we heal. And you, O God, know the prayers of your people, the prayers that are on our hearts this day. In our silence and in our words, we lift all of our thanksgivings, all of our cares, all of our hopes to you. And we pray in Jesus' name, as he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Would you turn to hymn 672, God Be With You Till We Meet Again. Please stand. Again, having been filled by the bread of life, Jesus Christ, go into this world where hunger and thirst persist. Bring the healing, the life-sustaining, nourishing word of God, and the peace and love of Jesus Christ. Offer the transforming witness of the Holy Spirit to all you meet. Go in peace. And may God's peace always be with you. Amen.